This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. You remember that new law that requires people who are wrongfully convicted be compensated $50,000 for each year in prison. That new law indicates people wrongfully convicted have 18 months after it went into effect to file claims. That date would be September 29th of this year. But Attorney General Bill Schuette's office argues, no, that's not the deadline. Another law from 1961 requires any claim against the state has to be filed within 6 months. The News Service Gongwer reports Judge Michael Talbot with the Court of Claims agrees. Talbot is turning compensation requests down if they didn't come in by the shorter deadline. Joining us now is an attorney representing some of those people who were wrongfully convicted and now find out because of this technicality ferreted out by the Attorney General's office, her clients are not going to be compensated for the years they were wrongfully put in prison by the state. Gabby Silver, when did you find out about this?
Well, to be honest with you, it's only one of the clients that we represent in the Wrongful Incarceration Compensation Act. We represent six individuals, and only one of those individuals is being denied because of a failure to file by September 29th. So we found out, we filed his claim in October, and we received a motion for summary disposition from the Attorney General's office sometime after that.
Okay, so I've got a conflict here. So
sure.
The date I had was September 29th of 2018. Is that wrong?
Well, no, because see, what happened is while those of us, many of us who are filing lawsuits under this act, believed that there was an 18-month statute of limitations, I didn't participate in the writing of the legislation, of course, or in any of the hearings that resulted in the legislation. However, after talking to people that did, it's my understanding that originally the plaintiffs, the people suing, were trying to get a 3-year statute of limitations. However, the Attorney General's office pushed for the 18-month statute of limitations. So we sort of believed that it was a standalone statute and that we had 18 months within which to file these claims. Of course, then we find out that, no, it's not a standalone piece of legislation. You were required to notify the state within 6 months and under the Court of Claims rules.
Well, surely the Attorney General's office warned these wrongfully convicted people who are supposed to be compensated that it saw a conflict between the new law and the 1961 law, right?
Wait, what? The Attorney General's office did what?
I'm asking. Surely they warned you.
No, of course not. No. And, you know, the thing about it is that, first of all, there's a list of exonerees. So we know that, at least that's a starting point of all these individuals that were exonerated. There are probably people out there who were convicted years ago who have never filed a claim because they really didn't know. Now they're going to be precluded because if they didn't notify the state by September 29th of 2017, out of luck, can't file claims.
How many wrongfully convicted people has the Court of Claims ruled missed this deadline and get nothing?
Okay, so I'm not sure at this point of the exact number, and we checked this yesterday, but I think that there are 16 cases that for one reason or another have been dismissed in the Court of Claims. I only have one individual who we filed after the September 29th deadline. There are other attorneys out there, though, who have a number of clients who filed past that deadline and are, you know, SOL, as they say.
Attorney General Bill Schuette's office seems to be saying, hey, the law is the law. The lawyers for these wrongfully convicted people screwed up. Those people the state put in prison but were released years or decades later because their convictions were overturned are just out of luck. So what can be done about this?
That is a kind, compassionate thing to say to people who spent, some of them, decades in prison for crimes they didn't commit. It's my understanding that there may be some changes proposed to the legislation to really make it what everybody anticipated that it would be, which is an 18-month statute of limitations, although that hasn't happened yet. But it is my understanding that there is something in the works to hopefully tighten things up so people who were really so grievously wronged by the criminal justice system aren't wronged again.
So I guess you're in a holding pattern at this point.
I'm in a holding pattern as to one of our clients. And then as to others, I mean, people call us all the time and, you know, we take their names and, you know, we're just telling them, look, you know, you can't recover right now. I don't know. But right now, the AG's office and the Court of Claims says no go for you.
With all this uncertainty, how is this affecting how you can do your job?
Look, it's a ton of work. I mean, we're like holding to the five that we have right now. It's a ton of work. The attorney fees, you know, are limited by this statute to $50,000. And to practically to get where we are now, it's taken that much. I don't think it was anticipated that, you know, people who were exonerated by newly discovered evidence were going to be treated this way by the AG's office in these claims. I just don't think anybody anticipated that it was going to be this burdensome to really get to a place where they can get compensated. The clients are difficult to deal with. They're emotionally a wreck, you know, overwrought. I mean, they thought they would get something. I mean, you're talking about people who lost everything when they went to prison. You know, you're talking about people that were in prison for 20 or 25 years, and when they should be, you know, sort of winding down an employment career, they've never even had one because they were in prison wrongfully. You know, and they've got nothing, looking to retirement with nothing. They can't get, you know, Social Security because they've never really worked. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Is there any route to appeal?
Well, we are right now, the Conrad Montgomery matter, we're appealing. I mean, everything else is, you know, nothing has happened. I mean, Julie Balmer's case is in front of the judge on a motion for summary disposition. We're waiting to hear what happens with that. And the Hires case, we're just going to go to trial, I imagine. We'll have another criminal trial.
That's Gabby Silver. She represents wrongfully convicted people, some of them trying to collect the compensation due to them under the law. But now through a court of claims, judge's ruling finds the deadline set out in the law is not being honored. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We contacted Attorney General Bill Schuette's office. Spokeswoman Andrea Beitley sent us this statement. Quote, "Our job is to enforce state law and to make sure that the procedure is followed. The Court of Claims has a set of rules that you have to follow. We are enforcing the rule that attorneys have to provide notice by the six-month mark of their intent to seek compensation for their clients. If legislation needs to be enacted or rules need to be changed, that discussion needs to be had. It shouldn't be people complaining. It should be people acting." And then Beitley adds, I think the quote is, "Be the change you want to see in the world." End quote.